My name is Anne Lemon, and I'm a member of North Somerset National Education Union, and I've been involved in helping to publicise the strikes in order to get information out to parents, helping to build the strike on the day to ensure that we get as many teachers from our area as possible to come out.
What about your background in teaching and the, I suppose it's the, it was used to be the NUT, didn't it?
It used to be the NUT, that's right. Well, I was the National Executive Member for the National Education, for the National Union of Teachers, as we were then, for 10 years, until about 2019. And then I took semi-retirement. So I'm actually teaching one day a week now in schools, rather than teaching 5 days a week. But I'm still actively involved in my union.
So, what's the strike about?
Well, primarily the strike is about the fact that teachers have had a cost of living cut, really, gone right back to 2010. And if you work it out overall, it's around about 20% cut in pay. And alongside that, they've seen a massive increase in workload in schools. And the two things together have meant that, a third of all young qualified teachers leave in the first 5 years. The colleges can't recruit teachers onto the teacher training scheme. I think last year there was like 40% less were recruited than were needed. So we're starting to see a real shortage of teachers in schools, and that's having a really big impact on young people. It means that young people have not got qualified teachers, although some schools haven't got a qualified maths teacher or a chemistry teacher. We're seeing in primary schools, the special educational need provision's not able to be delivered because of the shortages that are there. Because it's not just teachers, there's support staff as well who are also overworked and very badly underpaid. It's just reached a crisis, and to be honest, unless we do something about doing it now, what will happen is more and more people will leave. And I believe very, very strongly in state education, and it's a brilliant resource for our young people and loads of really committed teachers, and we can't let this happen. It'd be negligence to sit back and do nothing.
Well, why
So,
is state education so important, do you think?
well, I think it's really important because it's a leveling out, isn't it, really? It means that young people are given opportunities that allow them to progress in their life. For example, when I went to university, I came from a very working class, ordinary family and went to a state school, and at that point, 2% of only 2% of people from the general public went to university, and the vast majority of them had gone to private schools. So already you've got a huge disparity there, and what state education should be doing is levelling it up so that young people have got equal access and opportunities. The big problem, of course, is now that higher education is now all has to be paid for in fees and loans. That's some of that has sadly been taken away.
What about things like benefits and food banks? Isn't it a bit of a myth that teachers are having to go to food banks and having to claim benefits?
I'm not saying that all teachers are going to food banks or all teachers are claiming benefits, but I certainly know from my experience of teachers in my school, quite a lot of them have got other little part-time jobs. A lot of them are taking on doing tutoring to earn that extra bit of money. There are big cutbacks. They might not all be going to food banks, but certainly everybody goes to the yellow sticker section in Tesco's. So it's not a myth. It's a very, very real thing. If you've had literally your pay kept constant for a long period of time, and then inflation's now 10.5%, and food inflation, I mean, the supermarkets yesterday, it was, what were they saying, 16.7%, and you've got kids to feed, and it's directly going to affect you. So it's not a joke. Teachers are really struggling.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of it is about morale. I mean, if you're finding it difficult to keep make ends meet as well as do a job.
Yeah.
You talked though about teachers spending a lot of time, filling in forms and this sort of thing, not so much teaching. I look, if you take a kind of step back from the profession, you wonder, well, a good, confident education system lets teachers kind of off the leash in a way, kind of trusts them to get on and do the teaching. They might want to obviously set the curriculum to a certain extent, but let teachers get on and flourish in their own way. But
Agree.
this is one of the things that's bothering me, is that it's almost like there's too many, all this bureaucracy with filling out of forms. It's almost as if the system, the education department, doesn't trust the teachers.
agree with that. And I don't think it's just about filling in forms. I think what we've seen is that there are lots of big companies out there, Pearson and companies like this, which are producing what they call educational packages. So they are packages that would deliver a lesson, for example, and there's more and more of a move, especially among academy trusts, to take that autonomy away from teachers and to say we should all be doing exactly the same thing. And I know what this has resulted in is teachers spending hours and hours and hours preparing these PowerPoints for their lessons to ensure that they're hitting every single tick that they need to in order to ensure that all the lessons are the same. And in a lot of ways what we're doing is we're losing the creativity of our teaching profession and their experience.
So where's this dispute going now?
Well, I think, and I feel, and I feel very confident from the mood that there has been, especially in our area. I mean, we had 150 picket lines this year, this time round in the southwest. Last time we had a strike in 2016, I think we had one or two picket lines. So the fact there was 150 picket lines, and there were massive meetings with people organising for the protest. We had a banner making session in the Green Bank pub the night before, and they couldn't get everybody in the room. There was about 120 teachers turned up, all young people who are at the end of their tether. You know, it's the last straw. So I feel there is a determination here that we will fight this. And alongside other public sector unions, because we are all in this together, we have to fight for some real justice, because the problem is that what we're seeing is the rich are just getting richer. You know, why are supermarket prices going up by nearly 17% when inflation is supposed to be 10%? There's massive profiteering going on. There is money in the system. That money just isn't being distributed to the right people. And so we feel we're in this together. There's hopefully going to be a huge, massive demonstration, protest, strike action days on the 15th of March. We've got another one locally on the 2nd of March, and the 15th will be part of 2 days, 15th and 16th. Because we can't just have 1 day strike action. We have to show this government we've got some teeth and we mean it. You know, we are really serious about this. And I think teachers are prepared. It's very hard for them because you go back into school and you have to make up all the work you've missed. I mean, that happens. That does happen. People do make that work up. And financially it's very difficult, but people are determined enough is enough, and we have to change this, because otherwise state education is going to go down a spiral.
Well, we had an interview with Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, and Piers Morgan yesterday. He seems set against. He says basically we can't afford it, we're not going to come to a settlement with these people effectively. I mean, I'm paraphrasing him. And yeah. So a lot of people are saying, well, we're going to have to wait till next year and a general election and Labour getting in. Do you think that will make any difference?
Not necessarily. I think this government, I'd like to tackle what I don't know what Labour are going to deliver, because I think they've been quite quiet about it. I'm not sure what they would offer, but certainly the inequality in our society and worldwide is absolutely phenomenal. And it's nonsense to say the money's not there. The money is there. I mean, you only have to look at them, you know, and see what we saw with Sohari, and we saw the fact that he had £5 million underpaid just on his taxes. One figure that's absolutely amazed me is that recently there was the World Economic Forum in Davos in Switzerland, and Oxfam reported from their figures that 2/3 of the new wealth since the start of the pandemic has gone to the richest 1% of the world. And if you tax them by 5%, it would raise £21 trillion. So wherever you look, the money is there. It's just not being distributed to the right people.
Well, what we're hearing is actually it's wealth that's not being taxed. So this is stored up.
Yeah.
Rather than, in fact, we could probably, you know, for anybody earning less than £100,000, completely dispense with income tax. What do you think about that?
Well, how would that help people who aren't actually earning?
Well, that's a good point. Anyway, what's the best place in the southwest to follow what's the National Education Union's up to, Anne?
If you go onto the national site, there's a link on the national site to the southwest. We've got an office in Exton, so the people can just sort of like put on the computer southwest NEU, and they'll come up with their website, and there'll be information there.
Okay, Anne Lemon, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for letting me speak, Tony. Bye.